The Oregon legislature's chief budget writers released their proposed two-year spending plan Monday. The two Democrats in charge of drawing up the budget outline say that all the numbers are subject to negotiation. But State Senator Richard Devlin and State Representative Peter Buckley say it will be hard to persuade them to lower the $6.75 billion they've set aside for K-12 education. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman tells us why.
The idea is to make up for some of the cuts that have happened to schools over the past 4 years or so, where they've had to lay off some teachers and cut school days from the schedule. And so this budget proposal would increase education spending over the last 2 year budget cycle. And it also increases it to an amount that's higher than what the governor proposed in his budget proposal a few months ago. So on the one hand, that's good news for schools. But on the other hand, some people are saying even this proposal is not enough.
That's Salem correspondent Chris Lehman. Legislative budget writers also recommended putting a cap on cost of living increases for retired public employees, but they said the final details of that proposal are open to negotiations.